This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 160 for Wednesday, November 27th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continued to fall back on Wednesday afternoon, with pressure from Trump's tariff plans still being felt. At the final settlement, the January canola contract gives up $15.70 at $564.60 per ton. The March contract drops $15.10 at $579.10 per ton. As United States President-elect Donald Trump says he will slap 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods imported by the U.S. come January 20th, there are also questions arising about his stand on biofuels. The tax credit the U.S. biofuel industry relies on is up for renewal, and it's uncertain if the Trump administration will keep it. If they do not, that will hit Canadian canola exports hard, as the U.S. is the largest customer. Additional pressure on canola is coming from sharp losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed. Meanwhile, gains in Malaysian palm oil, as well as Chicago soybeans and soy meal, are trying to temper further declines. Crude oil is lower and weighing on the vegetable oils. Stat Canada reports 1.1 million tons of canola were crushed in October, up 13% from the previous October. Also, Stat Canada says total October grain deliveries exceed 6.43 million tons, rising 41.5% from a year ago. Of that, canola deliveries are 2.3 million tons, for a jump of 53%. The Canadian dollar is trying to recover on Wednesday afternoon. The loonie climbs to 71.27 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 71.01. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports record ethanol production averaging 1.12 million barrels per day. That's up 9,000 barrels per day from last week. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 132,000 tons of current crop soybeans to China. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The January contract adds 5 cents at $9.89 per bushel. January soy meal is up $4 at $295.40 per short ton. But January soy oil drops 1.79 cents at 40.92 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, March corn is unchanged at $4.28 per bushel. March oats fall 12.5 cents at $3.58. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago March gives up 9.5 cents at $5.48.5. Kansas City March falls 14 cents at $5.44.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March drops 9.5 cents at $5.92. A reminder, the U.S. markets are closed Thursday for Thanksgiving. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 27th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.